Blog Talk Radio.
California.
Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live again to the Frank Williams Show. Welcome guys, and good evening to you. It is evening. It's after 6 o'clock, so it is evening, and I hope you guys are doing well, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, or whether you're rolling out, headed to the grocery store, wherever you are. you can listen to the show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You can listen to me live, and you can also listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and welcome. I have a great show for you today, and let's get it on. Before I get started, today's show is sponsored by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams. He's an excellent real estate agent. Whether you're buying a home, selling a home, or whether you know someone who's buying a home or selling a home, just give me a call. You can reach me at, you can hit, send me an email or a text. You guys who have my personal text, you can text me or send me an email. My email is frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. And again, welcome, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. Today is Tuesday. We had a great show on yesterday. You had a lot of listeners listening in to the show. And, you know, we really had a great time. Really, really had a great time. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call and listen in and listen live. And if you would like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and we will put you on the air, okay? 516-531-9483. Now, before I get into the show, I just want to say a couple of things because I've been kind of sitting here and watching a 5 o'clock piece of news. Okay? 5 o'clock piece of news. What I wanted to say is, there's so much violence in the area in and around Atlanta. I know it's not just Atlanta. That's what they're reporting from, Atlanta. I know there's problems in LaGrange and Columbus, all over the place, okay? All over the place. And, you know, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing is these young guys who have guns or who have, you know, found guns or a gun, and going about shooting this gun. And it's just tough for me to think about this stuff because, you know, what's going on in and around the city, okay? There were two men shot in Northwest Atlanta. I grew up in Northwest Atlanta, okay? I grew up in Northwest Atlanta, and I grew up in a tough neighborhood. I did. I grew up in a tough neighborhood, and you know, I think, you know, my mom did some stuff and protected us in different ways. Okay, there's always a way to protect your kids, and what I'm saying is that these kids who are out here committing these crimes, who are out here shooting at people and killing people, and then think that they're going to get away with it. And, you know, few have, a lot haven't. If you, here's the deal. And I'm going to get on my subject in just a minute, but I wanted to say this because it's just hard to stand anymore. It's hard for me. I can hardly stand it anymore. And what I'm saying is that these kids out here shooting guns, where did they get the gun? First question, where did they get the gun? When I was growing up, I knew there were guns in the house, but I never wanted to carry a gun. I never wanted to go and grab the gun. I knew where it was. Mom told me where it was. I never wanted to go and grab the gun and leave the house. I never wanted to grab the gun and say, I'm going to go shoot at somebody. Never did that. As we grew up on fist fights. If you had a gun, that was real trouble. And these kids now are getting a hold of these guns, and they're shooting at people. And they're shooting at random people. Or like one of these shootings today was in Northwest Atlanta, not far from where I grew up. Not far at all from where I grew up. Probably a mile. Maybe 2 miles. And there was a young lady. And in the car with her baby. And a young gunman came by the store where they were parked and shot into the car. I don't know how many times he shot, but he shot into the car. The car went, the bullet went through the trunk, and the baby was sitting in the back seat in his chair. The bullet went through the trunk and hit the baby and came out through the back of the baby. Whether it was the baby's, you know, I figure it was the baby's head that if the bullet went through the eye, through the back of his head and killed the baby, 6 months old. Then another one was a drug deal gone bad, or a drug deal at a convenience store. And when that happened, the guys who were coming to buy the drugs tried to rob the guy who brought the drugs to sell to him. And then there was a shootout. Okay? And the police, when the police got there, they found two victims in the car. Then come to find out, they found another victim who was, I guess, had gotten out of the car and went to the apartments. He was shot. But he was in an apartment. He was in an apartment nearby. Okay? Now, they did pick up the killer of the baby. 22 years old, this guy. 22 years old. Has shot and killed a baby. Foolishly. Foolishly shot and killed a baby. Now he's going to go to jail and for, should be the rest of his life. He should get life without parole. And that's really, really, that's really a killer. 22 years old. No telling how long he'll live. Sure, he regrets what he's done now. But before, he was just riding by the store and started shooting. Come on, man. What's wrong? What's wrong with the kids? Why are these kids so bent, hell bent on carrying guns and shooting at people? And shooting people? Why? What makes it so such a such a good deal to go out and shoot someone? What makes that so much fun? That is crazy. But here and there, let's get off of it. Now, what I wanted to say is that today's show, and you can call the show 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Why do women think that Valentine's Day is only for them? Or is for them only? Why do they think that? Is it a tradition? Is it a tradition? You know, when I was, you know, as I came up through the years and started to have a girlfriend, and whether it was high school or what have you, and this time of the year came around, Valentine's Day, yeah, I succumbed to the so-called tradition of this for your girl, this for your this for the ladies, and you know you want to do something for the ladies. You know you get your little box of candy or you get you a little, you know, bouquet of flowers or something to give to your lady. Now, when I was coming up through elementary school and we had Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day was not just for the girls. Valentine's Day, I mean, you could give your teacher Valentine's Day candy. And the teacher gave all of us a little thing of mints or, you know, the little hearts. Valentine's Day. She passed it out to everyone in the class. And it wasn't just girls in the class. Girls and boys. So I got a Valentine's Day gift, so to speak, from my teacher when I was in elementary school. And I was a boy. So why do women think, I know that y'all too, the same thing happened to y'all in elementary school or what have you. The same thing. So what makes women think that Valentine's Day is just for them? Because it's not. And it shouldn't be. Okay, you're my Valentine's. So does that make you, like I said, you're my Valentine's. So how does that make me your Valentine's? Sure it does. Sure it does. If I'm your Valentine's, that makes you my Valentine's. Right? I'm not another guy's Valentine's, but I'm sure there are guys out there who have other guys that their Valentine's. Okay. But what I'm saying is that why do women think that? That's just a tradition, I guess, that people, you know, growing up as. Growing up, you always thought that hey, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. But if you think about it and go back to, you know, your younger days as a elementary school kid, then you know that this wasn't just a day for the ladies. Okay? You know that. You know that. So why do some of you women think that it's just for the ladies? And if you have a significant other, you know, a significant other male. What are you doing for that guy on Valentine's Day? Is he your Valentine's? You're his. What's the deal, guys? What's the deal, ladies? 516-531-9483. What's the deal? So, you know, if you're thinking that this is just a ladies' day, you're mistaken. If you're thinking that this is just a time for, you know, you need to get something to the lady, you know, you need to get something to your lady, and she ain't going to have a squat for you. So this Valentine's Day, February 14th, is not just for women. Ladies, y'all need to take care of your guys. I'm not saying buy them flowers and candy, but buy them a card, Valentine's Day card, and say, you're my Valentine's. Take him out to dinner this year for Valentine's Day. Or do something for him that's sweet on Valentine's Day. Treat him how you want him to treat you on Valentine's Day. Let's see what happens. Hey, guys, that's all I have today in my show. Thank you guys for tuning in, and take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.
In the nighttime, trap with the chickens like bye-bye. Money changing colors like da-da. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Hold them bands down, hey. Hold your man down, hey. Who told you come around? Who? Did that trap sound? Designer, gold, fashion, show, trap, how made it, gold. Control the bag now, control. No need to brag now, no need. Hey, put the mask down, man. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. I'll take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that kill it, watch me flip it like the five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me. Watch, life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamond, wool. Whip up your soda, diamonds, what's the roar? Keep watching me, whip up, it'll be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the bird fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Single roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like nigga got static. It must be the fatty. I can blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, it'll be real and pain. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry, whip it. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.